From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Alabama has some of the nation's toughest restrictions on dispensing Narcan, a nasal spray that can reverse an opioid overdose. But last week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Narcan to be sold over the counter. Public health officials say it's a potential game changer. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on how health officials hope to expand access to the life-saving drug.
In the small town of Fayette, Nicole Hall stands in front of a group of police officers. They're quiet, settling in for a two-hour training. But Hall brings the energy.
All right, are y'all ready to get started on Narcan?
Yes, I love the excitement.
Hall works with an outreach program run by the University of Alabama. She travels around the western part of the state to lead Narcan trainings for first responders.
This is our first one in Fayette, which I'm so incredibly excited about because the rural community really, really needs these services.
An hour and a half drive west of Birmingham, Fayette is home to a few thousand people and a police force of 10 officers. Jordan Roberts has served on the force for about 6 years. He's never used Narcan, but he sees a growing need for it.
And each day that goes by, the more and more that we are seeing that fentanyl is becoming a problem.
Fentanyl is a powerful opioid that has all but taken over the illicit drug supply. Just a small amount can trigger an overdose. Narcan can reverse it. The nasal spray is safe and easy to use. Austin Palmer says he's used it a lot. He lives in Fayette and serves on the police force in Carbon Hill, a small community in Walker County.
Narcan is like magic. I have seen it do some crazy things.
He says he's used Narcan to revive people who were on the brink of death. Palmer says he and other officers try to carry the life-saving drug with them at all times, but it's not easily accessible.
We have bought Narcan out of our own pockets before, just because it's been kind of hard for us to get it. Like right now, I've got one dose left.
Under Alabama law, anyone can use Narcan to try to save someone's life, but only certain medical providers, like doctors, pharmacists, and public health nurses, can give out the medication. So at training events like the one in Fayette, officers learn how to use Narcan, but they don't receive it, because most outreach groups don't have a doctor or pharmacist on staff. To get the nasal spray, first responders and residents can buy it from a pharmacy, or if they want it for free, they can go through the Jefferson County Department of Health.
And you can say this is a kit that is a Jefferson County resident.
At the JCDH headquarters in Birmingham, Dr. Darlene Traffenstead and a colleague go through a stack of cardboard boxes full of Narcan. Every week, they mail out hundreds of kits to people all over the state who complete an online training. Traffenstead is a medical director at JCDH. She says every kit that gets mailed out is dispensed under her medical license. It's a way to expand access while following Alabama's strict requirement.
In Alabama, there's a firm stance that if it is a prescription medication, it must be dispensed by someone who has special training in prescribing and dispensing medications. We've done everything that we can to work within that restriction, and no doubt that that restriction has limited access.
Traffenstead says it would be ideal if the health department could give a bulk supply of Narcan kits to community groups that train first responders and groups that work directly with people who have substance use disorders.
We want them to be able to provide it right then.
She says now that Narcan is approved to be sold over the counter, that should soon be possible because state restrictions around who can dispense the medication will go away.
What will not go away is the cost barrier.
Once Narcan is available at grocery stores and supermarkets, it's expected to cost as much as $50 or more. But Traffenstead says the health department will keep offering it for free, and they hope to soon give more of it to groups like Nicole Hall's.
Do y'all have any questions or anything? Did I teach you anything at all? Yes!
At the training event in Fayette, Hall says she's excited to see expanded access to Narcan. She hopes to make it easier for first responders to access the medication.
I'm going to be completely and totally honest. These are just big dreams. We're uncertain about what it will and won't look like, you know. But theoretically, it could be just a situation where at something like this, we can actually just bring the Narcan with us and give it to the department afterwards.
For now, officers have to get the nasal spray via mail from the state health department. Narcan is expected to be available over the counter in a few months. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
To learn how to use Narcan and request a free kit, visit jcdh.org.